Hello, this is Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio. This week, we're going to have a rebroadcast of one of our earlier classic podcasts. We hope you enjoy it, and thanks so much for listening. Episode 307, Culture Eats Strategy for Breakfast.
You're listening to the official BNI podcast with BNI founder and chairman, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Stay tuned for networking and referral marketing tips from the man who's been called the father of modern networking, along with suggestions and insights into getting the most from your membership in the world's largest networking organization, BNI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the official BNI podcast brought to you by networkingnow.com, which is a leading site on the net for networking downloadables. I'm Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio in Berkeley, California, and I'm joined on the phone today by the founder and the chairman of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Hello, Ivan. How are you?
I am doing great today, Priscilla. Thank you very much.
What are you going to share with us?
Well, you know, I've talked a lot about, in a number of podcasts, about the fact that I really believe that culture eats strategy for breakfast, and I've used that expression a number of times, but I've never really gone into detail talking about how. How does it eat culture and strategy for breakfast? So that's what today's podcast is going to be about, and I think that this is particularly important not only for BNI members and their business and you know where they work, but also for their BNI chapters. And I think a lot of business schools talk about strategy, and it tends to be their primary focus. However, culture is really a lot less understood. Culture involves a variety of contributing factors, including a blend of attitudes, beliefs, mission, philosophy, and the momentum to help create and sustain a successful brand or organization. Organizational culture really affects the way people within an organization interact, and this is true not only for the macro approach on an organization, but the micro approach, the individual chapter of BNI as well as BNI as a worldwide organization. So I think culture is key to an organization for long-term success. It's the most important thing in an organization, and it applies at all levels from the top on the way down. There are a number of factors that I believe go into building a healthy organizational culture, and that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about what those are, and it starts with traditions. I think traditions help make a company what it is. They tell the world who they are as an organization by the traditions that they celebrate. One way for an organization to maintain and develop their organizational culture and ethos is to introduce and celebrate a variety of traditions. I think Disney, in particular, has been a master of this concept by training all new employees on the traditions of the organization. Strong traditions that are applied throughout an organization are one of the best ways to maintain a healthy organizational culture. That's why when I train every new director, consultant in BNI, we spend several hours in the training just talking about BNI's traditions. It's part of the core training that we do as an organization. If you take a look at the book Giver's Gain, one of the chapters in most editions of the book, it's chapter 10, one of the chapters in Giver's Gain, the BNI story, is about BNI's traditions. So it's really inculcated into the organization, and I think it's one of the things that nobody talks about in business school. The second is mission. A burning mission can really give laser focus to an organization. The mission statement needs to be short and memorable. It also needs to be sort of a rallying cry for people throughout the organization. One thing that I've learned in running a business for almost 30 years is that ignorance on fire is better than knowledge on ice. And getting employees and people in the organization excited about the mission is critical to the organizational success of virtually any company. The third is engagement. All of these are what create an amazing culture in an organization. Engagement. collaboration encourages engagement. You want to get all levels of an organization involved. In BNI, we have engagement at all levels. We have something called the Franchise Advisory Board that's made up of key franchisees. We have the Founders Circle, which is made up of stakeholders, director consultants. We have the Board of Advisors, which is made up exclusively of BNI members to ensure the engagement regarding policies that affect the organization globally. We also have the Executive Council, which is made up of the largest seven master franchisees within the organization, the biggest countries. Engagement within an organization can be really messy. You know, when you get a lot of people engaged in decision-making and policy-making, it can be really messy. But when it's done correctly, it encourages a collaborative culture. The fourth is recognition. And there's only two more. Recognition is the second to the last. Years ago, Ken Blanchard got it right in the book he wrote, The One-Minute Manager, where he said, catch people doing something right. He also said, catch them doing something partially right if it's not perfect, and recognize them publicly. Praise in public and redirect in private. And no truer words have ever been spoken when it comes to building a healthy organizational culture. Recognize and celebrate successes. I think that's really, really important. And the fifth point that I think really helps to create a healthy organizational culture is education. And I've talked about this a lot in my podcasts and throughout BNI, that those groups that really immerse and engage in a culture of learning are the ones that are going to be the most successful, that they're the ones that are going to create the healthy organizational culture. The more a company can integrate ongoing learning into the organizational ethos, the more likely that company is to stay nimble and prepared for change. But, of course, I'm singing to the choir.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people listening to this are committed to education. They're the ones willing to sit and listen to the podcast or read the transcript. It's the people who don't come here and listen to the podcast that are not engaged in education. And so if you're a BNI member, you're listening to this, get as much as possible, get your chapter engaged. Get them to be listening to the podcast. And one way to do that is to have a dialogue about the various podcasts. And those people who've listened to it get to talk, and those who didn't have to hear the discussion but can't play in the sandbox, which really drives entrepreneurs and salespeople crazy if they can't contribute. And so the more you can get other people engaged in the education, the more successful your group's going to be. A great strategy keeps people in the game. However, a great culture helps an organization win. And I think culture is really critical to an organizational success. It's one of the to organizational success. It's one of the most important things in a company, and it applies to all levels, like I said before, from the top of the organization all the way down. The challenge with culture is that it's really elusive. The best and most scalable culture is one that is managed and maintained by the majority and not by a single policing body or by the management alone. It's one of the reasons why, you know, we have leadership teams who run chapters and membership committees who are empowered to make decisions on chapters, and you get engagement from many people throughout. Companies that dominate any industry for a long period of time, I think, do so because they have a shared vision of organizational culture that's effectively implemented throughout the company. And it's that shared implementation of that vision that is, I think, an important key to building a successful organizational culture. If all the people in an organization row in the same direction, in unison, that organization can dominate any industry and any market against any competition at any time. And I think that's one of the things that we've done in BNI is really created an organizational culture that helps us all row in the same direction. And it's, I think, one of the reasons why we're the largest face-to-face networking organization in the world.
That's great. Do you think I could ask a question?
Sure.
Can you give us some examples of some of the BNI traditions?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a number of them, and I talk about them in Giver's Gain in Chapter 10. And the first core tradition is the title of the book, Giver's Gain. Uh-huh. It's really the central guiding philosophy of BNI.
Uh-huh.
The whole concept of, you know, giving to others so that people will give business to you is, I think, one of the traditions that really helped grow the company. Another one is keeping the fun in the fundamentals.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have policies in the organization, and I'm a real believer in the policies, which were, by the way, developed by the board of advisors, not me. Members of BNI, through the board, created the policies. And one of the things I say is, look, policies are really important. It's important to have accountability in a group, but you can't be a fascist in the way you apply the policies. You got to practice tough love, and you got to have fun. You got to follow the fundamentals, but have fun. So you have accountability, but it's okay to have a good time. And that's one of the traditions. Another one that we train directors on is the idea about caring about people. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And it's one of the things that that we talk about, particularly for directors. So there's at least three, and there are more, all of which are in most versions of Giver's Gain in Chapter 10.
That's great. I wouldn't have identified those as traditions. I really like them. It almost seems like a guiding forces or something like that.
They are, but you're correct. But the reason that they're under traditions is that there's a story behind each one as to how we implemented it.
Uh huh.
And so, you know, when you're in 50 countries, the thing that helps you grow to 50 is not going to help you grow to 100 unless you take those core values and things that you have done to get you to 50, unless that is inculcated into the heart of the organization. And then, you know, then it becomes replicable and sustainable. And so teaching those traditions, which are really based on values, helps to have the organization continue to grow mm-hmm. over time.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
So that's all I have for today. Priscilla, if you're listening to this podcast and you would like to share what you think is good about the organizational culture, do so here on this podcast. Drop a note. I read all of the comments that get put up. Drop a note about some of the elements that you really like that has helped to create a good organizational culture for BNI. And my last words are, in my opinion, when all is said and done, culture eats strategy for breakfast any day of the week.
Okay, that's great. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I'd just like to remind the listeners that this podcast has been brought to you by networkingnow.com, which is the leading site on the net for networking downloadables. Thank you so much for listening. This is Priscilla Rice, and we hope you'll join us next week for another exciting episode of the official BNI podcast.